Okay, let's move forward.
Okay.
Brenda, we need a copy over here at the Wilmot.
You should have two double-sided pieces of paper. One is a membership list, the other one double-sided income statement on one side, summary of funds on the other. If you could look at the membership list first. If you could mentally move Nolan's name to the paid list. Jim just gave me her check. Yeah.
And Kolaski gave me a check, too.
Kolaski gave Barbara a check, so did he do that tonight?
How long is Barbara's
week? Well, I can't take her off. I didn't know anything about what was happening until tonight. So, you have paid members, regular members, you have paid associate membership, and you have some unpaid. And you want to ask me about that?
Yeah. On number 17, the Pietro.
Yes, I spoke to you about that before the meeting, and I apologize to you because I did not have that information, and I hope this is good. I apologize.
Thank you.
This kind of really changing the list from previous years, to tell you the truth.
Well, some of these have been chronic unpaid.
Some of them are chronic and some of them aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. We will address those that have not paid and hopefully convince them that the merits of maintaining the quality of water and dam at the lake are important.
Anything else? Go quick.
Third invoice has been signed by the
okay. If you could please look at the interim income statement. I'm stressing the word interim because all of the bills have not been submitted yet. So this is an interim income statement because our year goes through December. I do want to point out to you that in the miscellaneous income, we have $100. That's our anonymous fish donor again. And I don't think there's anything unusual in the expenses section. And you can see that we, so far, have taken in more money than we spent.
We do want to thank the anonymous donor.
What's that?
Because the interesting thing is, every year in the spring, I get this envelope. It comes from Johnson City. Stamp on it. And there's a $200 bill in there. Anonymous for the fishing fund.
Actually, that was supposed to be in my mailbox.
No, it's in my mailbox. But it is very much appreciated. And I have no idea who to thank for it. I don't know if you might know, but it's very much appreciated.
Questions? Income statement, yes.
Is there any reason why the fiscal year can't end at the August?
Well, it used to, but then you had situations where we were showing expenses that were incurred after August.
Fall into next year. We hadn't had approved budget.
You know, there isn't any advantage.
No, I just wanted to
show up the other way.
We looked at it both ways. The problem in doing it and ending in August for this meeting is that expenses come in after August and there's no approvals until we have our meeting in January. So we have a meeting in January to approve the budget and then it runs from January to December. And I think Marie would agree, there are virtually minimal changes to this statement. One of the changes is I just slipped her a bill for $17.
Yeah, he just gave me a bill too. So this is inaccurate already.
And I want my $17, you know.
Yeah. Anything else? Question on income statement. Can you turn it over on the other side, please?
One comment is, I don't know how many years in a row this is now, but that we have stayed within budget, and I'm very pleased for that. That's very good that we can do that.
Okay, summary of funds. We have money in three places. We have a checking account. We have a certificate of deposit. We have a money market account. And you can see what the amounts are for each of those three, and you see the total amount. That we have.
How come it's less than the three funds?
How come what?
I'm adding it up and it comes out to 57, 51,000 and then you only have 44.
No, I think 39.
Now, I think what she's showing you is 43 and 39 equal to 44. She's showing you that there's a money market account within that M&T Bank that is $8,000. We don't have 52,000. We have 44,112. Is that correct? So one of the things she's called out is we have certificate deposits for 39,000, if you will, 8,000 of which is a money market account. And I think that's the right way to look at that. Yeah. Correct? I think the sum of 43 and 39 will total 44.
That's a different bank. It's a different bank.
No, it's
different
account. Yeah. I don't have an answer.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
I don't have an answer.
Do we have 52,000?
No, we don't have 52,000.
We have 44.
We have 44,000.
Yeah, I think that it's just shown in that that M&T Bank account.
That means you're not including $8,000, right?
No, it is, but she's showing it under M&T instead of listing National Bank up above. Is what she's saying.
This 44 is a total of 39 or 43.
Yeah, that's the correct total. And the National Bank and Trust, M&T has 31,000, National Bank has 8,000. Is that the right one?
I can't answer that question. So I obviously made a mistake.
Okay. Anybody for a firing squad? Okay, then we will check it and make sure and report back to you.
Yes, I will.
But we know there's $44,112 in the accounts. Mm-hmm. And the goal of the organization is to keep, we said to ourselves, at least 5 years' worth of operating income in reserve. And I think that served us very well, and we're there at this point. The frightening thing that we have to deal with, so you all know, it'll come in the dam report, the status of the dam, is the risk we currently have under state law to do service to the dam that we currently own. And we don't know what that risk is, so we're unprepared to reduce our current dues or anything else that we do until we get a sense of what our exposure is on the dam. If after we get that resolved, and it appears that we have more money than we need, we'll address that issue at that time. Is that acceptable to everybody? Any comments? Okay. Thank you. I call for approval of the minutes, but I don't even for the report. I don't even think Marie wants us to do that
at this point.
So we'll pass on that and look for review at the first board meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any comments? Any other comments? If you see anybody on that list of unpaid and you're friendly with them, please tell them we'd like to collect the dues. There are several reasons why it's very important. One of which is under state law, we can put a lien against anybody's home who fails to pay the dues under lake law because they have access to the lake for which we provide maintenance, both at the dam and the conditions and responsibilities of the dam and the lake. So we can put a lien against the homes. We don't want to do that. So if you see anybody on that list that you know, please speak to them. Okay?
Do we send them notices?
They've all received their third notice.
They've gotten their third notice, right?